Let's keep talking about politics here and nearby. Our two presidential candidates have soured on free trade agreements, but not Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau just signed a major trade deal. Let's welcome Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Hi, Vaughn.
Hi, Bill. Yeah, a trade deal. I know that's so last century, but we've never been trendy here in Canada. What can I say?
Is that right? This one's with the European Union, yeah. Vaughn. It sounds like it just drops almost all the tariffs between the EU and Canada.
Yeah, a lot of the tariffs and the non-tariff barriers. It's expected once the Europeans get around to approving it all. There's 28 European countries have to approve it. That will probably increase trade between Europe and Canada by about 20%. So it's a good deal for both sides. It's not as big a deal as the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's not as big a deal as NAFTA. But our government attached a very high priority to it. Canada's very dependent on trade, and this was a chance to get a trade deal at a time when, as you note, Bill, the forces of globalization and free trade are under siege all over the place, including in your election.
Indeed. So you say Canada's dependent on trade. Have Canadians not lost jobs or wages to global trade the way we talk about here?
No, I think it's the other way around.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Canada is a very, very trade-dependent country. About a third of our GDP is one way or another related to trade. Now, a lot of that is raw materials, lumber from British Columbia, coal, but manufactured stuff, too. The auto pact with the United States, which has been in place since the 1960s, is important. So, no, it's a bipartisan issue here, generally supportive of trade. You do get some Trump-style objections being raised by some of the trade unions, but the biggest hurdle was NAFTA, and that was cleared, you know, more than 20 years ago. And generally now, most analyses of the Canadian economy suggested Canada did pretty well off NAFTA, even if it's controversial in the United States.
Is Canada looking at this souring on free trade deals in the U.S. and thinking, we better not rely too much on America?
Yeah, because much of the Canadian economy and the Canadian trade is so dependent on the United States, you're right, Bill. I think that's increased the sense of urgency at the national level. I mean, the Export Development Canada, which is one of our big operations that looks at exports, has put out a report warning that either presidential candidate in the United States is more protectionist than we've had to deal with in the past. Democrats have always been protectionist in our experience. Republicans were free traders until Donald Trump came along. So I'd say there's a fair amount of anxiety at our national government level. We saw our trade minister, Chrystia Freeland, actually get choked up at a press conference a little over a week ago where it looked as if the negotiations with Europe were going sideways. It was like she recognized the stakes for Canada. That we got that back on the rails. It looks as if CETA will clear all the European parliaments next year. But, yeah, I mean, there's a real concern here that whatever happens next Tuesday, we're in for a rougher ride on trade. The agreement to manage the softwood lumber trade between Canada and the United States, 10-year deal, that expired in mid-October, and the general feeling up here is we're looking at trade action on lumber from the American lumber industry and not much sympathy from whoever wins the presidential election.
But I assume overall Canada's rooting for Clinton over Trump.
Oh, yeah, we tend to be Democrat. You know, middle of the Canadian political spectrum is a bit to the left. So, yeah, you talk to Democrats up here, and the most they'll say is blue dog Democrat, you know, which is about as far left as they go. My paper, The Sun, did a piece this past week. Democrats abroad in Vancouver have booked three bars in downtown Vancouver to watch the election returns next Tuesday night. So in the interest of balance, Bill, we tried to get a hold of Republicans abroad. They're based in Toronto, and they haven't posted anything on their website since about 4 days after the party in the United States picked Trump. So Republicans abroad keeping a low profile in Canada.
How do Canadians feel about being the place Americans promise to go if their candidate loses?
It's kind of flattering, although, you know, Americans talk about this all the time, and I see Bryan Cranston is out there this past week saying he's definitely going to move to Canada if Trump wins. Americans talk about this all the time, but the fact is, you know, if you look at it historically, the only really major exodus of Americans to Canada was during the Vietnam War, and that was to avoid the draft. It was not because they didn't like who was president of the United States.
Yeah, that's real politic. What are you doing Tuesday night, Vaughn?
I'm going to be watching the election returns. This is the most fascinating. I've been watching American elections since Nixon versus Humphrey in 1968. And this is the most fascinating one, I would say, in modern times. Now, I say that as a spectator. Americans may be facing a different level of anxiety. A humor writer for the Victoria paper said, the American election is like, for a Canadian, is like watching a house party across the street that has gotten really out of hand. There's furniture coming through the windows, cop cars on the front lawn, and you're just hoping that the furor doesn't spread across the street to your side.
Well said, Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, watching from across the street, across the border. Thank you, Vaughn.
Bye-bye, Bill.